This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Security technology is evolving, but identity fraud keeps growing, striking more than 15 million consumers, according to a Javelin Research and Strategy report. Marketplace's Adam Allington explains.
During the past couple of years, most consumers have gotten a credit card with one of those special embedded chips. You know the drill. You swipe your card, and then the cashier tells you to dip, not swipe. Anyway, weren't those chips supposed to make it harder for fraud to take place?
The security measures work as well as they were designed, but they only go so far.
Sean McQuay at NerdWallet says, yes, those chips do make it harder for your card info to be stolen in the store, but...
So anytime you're using your credit card and swiping it, maybe at the grocery store that hasn't upgraded yet, or using that same card online, your payment data is just as easy to steal as it was 2 years ago.
While a chip card is more secure, personal data is still exposed in other ways. Stephen Cogashell is chief analytics officer at LifeLock, a company that sells ID protection.
But also as breaches happen, your personal information continues to get out there. And that's what fraudsters need in order to open up a new account.
Cogashell says even as the rate of fraud continues to grow, the dollar loss per fraud is going down. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.